Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
Officials are investigating after a Monday morning fire at the Pal School District's bus barn. The Pal Fire Department was called around 9:35. They're being praised for their swift response time and expert management of the blaze. Several vehicles were lost in the fire, and damage to the building is described as extensive. No one was in the bus barn when the fire broke out, and there were no injuries. Several communities, including Cody and Lovell, have stepped up and pledged to loan PAL buses so students travel to and from school will not be impacted. An investigator is on the scene. Wyoming's death toll from the coronavirus continues to grow as the Department of Health announces four more people have died from COVID-19. The four deceased were described in a press release as two older Sheridan County men with pre-existing conditions, one of whom was not hospitalized when he died, an older Natrona County woman with pre-existing conditions, and a Sheridan County woman who died in August after being exposed to the virus in a long-term care facility outside of the state. As of yesterday afternoon, there have been 3,723 confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus in Wyoming, along with 669 probable cases of confirmed patients. 3,295 have recovered. The death toll in Wyoming now stands at 46.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
The weather's changing, and so is Pal Ace Hardware. They're fully stocked in lawn and leaf bags and pest control for inside and outside your house at Pal Ace Hardware.
These are tips to improve highway safety. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Don't drink and drive. It's dangerous. It's criminal. And don't ride with anyone who has had too much to drink. Remember, drunk drivers usually kill themselves and their passengers. Serve as a designated driver. Always wear your seatbelt. Avoid travel after midnight, especially on Fridays and Saturdays. Drive defensively. Never drive when tired. The dangers posed when you're tired are similar to those when you're drunk. Arrive alive. Every ride, every time.
The former employee who stole almost $40,000 in taxpayer money from the Campbell County Treasurer's Office is serving a 30-day split sentence in county jail before being released on 3 years of supervised probation. Marcella Racel Hall, 35, had pleaded guilty to felony theft after admitting that she altered 39 receipts of people who paid their vehicle taxes and kept the money, which amounted to $39,585. Campbell County Attorney Ronald Worthwin had negotiated a plea agreement in which Hall would repay only $2,500, which was the amount of the deductible, after the county's insurance company paid all the losses from the thefts. District Judge Michael N. Nick Deegan questioned the discrepancy in the amounts, noting that defendants usually are required to repay the full amount. Deegan sentenced her to 30 days in jail beyond the suspended 3 to 5 year prison sentence in the plea agreement. A California man working at the Shoshone Lodge on the North Fork will spend 30 days in jail after pleading guilty to driving his employer's F-150 off the highway, taking out several delineator poles, and leaving the truck stuck on the side of the road. Sean Ryan, 31, is now serving his sentence in the Park County Detention Center after troopers found the pickup abandoned. Alcohol was found in the cab, and law enforcement soon found their way to the lodge, where they found Ryan sleeping in his room. A nearly empty bottle of vodka was also found with him. It was later discovered that Ryan had a suspended driver's license from driving under the influence and insurance violations. He also has an outstanding disturbing the peace charge in Idaho, for which he has failed to appear in court. Ryan must pay a $720 fine, restitution for the damaged pickup, and serve 6 months unsupervised probation.
This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Pal and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.